Welcome to the Mental Spa, where you can bathe in warm, natural, mineral-rich filth as Emma and Dave retox your mind. There, you're feeling better already.
Welcome to the Mental Spa. I'm Emma Clark, and this is my partner in crime, Dave Witts. Say hello, David.
Hello. Hey.
And what have we got on the show this week, Dave?
I've got all the usual favourites. Got news roundup coming up next, outtake of the week, confessional, mummy had a bad thought, dinner of the week.
And we've got a brand new feature coming up, the Peter Dixon Relationship Workshop for the Emotionally Inadequate. And there's lessons in there for all of us.
Mental Spa News.
So, Dave, what have you been up to this week?
Well, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Hooray for me.
Should I give you the bumps?
Well, you can give me something that rhymes with bumps later.
Bumps?
Humps. Wait, it's my birthday. I'm 25. Downhill to 30, I'm afraid.
Whack. Do you know, you've reached that age now, haven't you, where you're going to have to tick a different box when you're filling questionnaires.
Yeah, I'm no longer an 18 to 24. I'm a 25 to 30. Yeah, so...
Big change in a man's life, that.
It is, yeah.
And a woman's, clearly, not to be sexist.
Obviously not. And to celebrate, tonight we're going to the Toby Carvery, which, if no one actually knows what those are, they're like... a McDonald's of the roast dinner world. And the only reason we're going...
Where you get like a roasted piece of meat that's been there for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's it's awful. It's the pits. But we're only going there because...
Why are you going, Dave?
Because my mother has coupons. Can you believe that? So they said two courses for £6.
So basically, right, you're getting cheap meat for your birthday. That's it, isn't it?
Cheap meat for my birthday. That's it.
Yeah, just kept at a static temperature under a hot light.
Yep, ridiculous.
For 3 weeks.
With a sweaty chef with his sweat dripping on your meat as he hands it over to you and asks
nice.
You if you want a Yorkshire pudding.
Nice. And you're going away, aren't you, soon, you?
Yes,
hey?
I'm going to Turkey. All the way to Turkey.
Get you with your hot destinations.
Wait. It's 42 degrees there, but I'm going to die.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're starting to gloat, Dave.
Oh, did I mention I've gone on holiday?
Yeah, shut your face.
Yeah, you know the other week when I burnt to a crisp?
Oh,
yes. The sun index
was... You had very bad sunburn. You're flaky.
Ridiculous. The sun index was 5, and the sun index in Turkey is 11.
So...
And it only goes up to 10.
Well, the question then, Dave, is are you going to use sunblock this time, you big numpty?
You're damn right I am. I'm going to get a wetsuit this time. One of those little sun suits for youngsters I'm going to get for me with a little hood on.
A hat with a flap.
That's it, exactly what I'm going to do. So what's happened with you this week then, Em?
Well, big news, I did my Race for Life last Saturday.
Excellent.
And honest to God, it was an incredible event. It was proper emotional because... There were 3,000 women doing the race, and we were all doing it for one common reason, which was to raise money for Cancer Research UK. And it was just an incredibly moving experience because everybody was there for their own personal reasons. And when you run the Race for Life, you're given your number that you pin on the front of yourself and then a sign on the back saying, I'm running the Race for Life for, and people had filled in names of people, my Auntie Sylvia, my brother, my lovely mum. And it was so poignant because in those little legends on the back of these signs were people's stories, really, and people's struggles and triumphs, you know, because, you know, some people have really battled hard against cancer. Yeah, it was a tremendously emotional experience, and there were lots of people when they crossed the finish line were crying because, you know, it was a big achievement to do it for the people they were running for themselves as a personal achievement. I mean, me, I ran it with my friend Beck, right? And we're not the most athletic pair, let me tell you. We try hard, you know. And we started up, we were so proud of ourselves when we finished, right? We were running along. Beck. We're overtaking people, I couldn't believe it. But depressingly, right, just as we crossed the finish line for the 5K race, the woman running the 10K race finished. And, you know, more importantly, this woman was really ill and she'd won the 10K race at the same time as me and Beck just staggered over the 5K race line.
Excellent.
But it was a fantastic experience, and I'm definitely going to do it again. Well, definitely. Loved it. Loved it.
I'm thrilled to bits for you, Em. I'm dead proud. How much did you race in the end?
Well, it's still going on. People are still sponsoring me, but so far I've earned.
Yeah. Oh, dear. The truth's coming out now.
It's more than £600.
Brilliant.
Just, you know, my mates have just chipped in. And if anybody does want to sponsor me, it's raceforlifesponsorme.org/Emma B. Clark. No pressure.
Brilliant. Well done, Em.
Now, in last week's podcast, we mentioned in my interview with Pete Dixon that we had a big following in Slovenia. And as a result of that, one of our Slovenian fans wrote to us to say, hey, you mentioned my mother country, which is just fantastic. and he's joined Facebook solely to join our fan club on Facebook, which is just brilliant. He's called Bosjan Jerko. I'm so sorry if I'm saying that wrong, Bosjan. Bosjan. So sorry. Sorry, I apologise. But thank you very much. Welcome, Slovenia. Lovely to have you on board.
And he needs some new friends on Facebook, so we should all join him from the
He's
group.
Only got me so far.
Outtake of the week.
Oh, hang on, we've just had a text message here. My name is Margaret, and I have a lovely pair of thick beef curtains.
No, you don't make curtains out of beef. Think you've got
And I'm looking for another pair for my spare room. Has anyone got a pair for sale? Thick beef curtains. Am I missing something here?
Is that for midnight snacks?
Could they be buff? Could they be beige?
It could be beige. Could that, Margaret? It could be some innuendo here that I'm not reading in, which I should understand. It could be, I don't know.
Is she a butcher's wife, do you think?
I have no idea. Margaret, you give us a call. You're on 080, your last three digits. Give us a call. Come on here, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Perhaps it's an old-fashioned design.
Procrastinator's Corner.
So what have you been putting off this week then, Em?
Well, Dave, I've been putting off filling in some forms for some life insurance because I hate filling in forms, hate it. It's going to take me a good half hour, you know. And also, right, it's very depressing to think that once the insurance is in place, I'm actually going to be worth far more dead than I am alive.
It does make you think about killing yourself, though, doesn't it?
There's a suicide clause, actually.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
You're worth nothing
if they don't cough up.
Oh, dear.
Although, really, you know, Dave, think it through. What'd be in it for you? You wouldn't benefit from the Wonga, would you?
Oh, yeah. There is that, the fact that you'd be a bit dead.
So what have you been putting off then, Dave?
What I've been putting off this week is we've got one of the toilets is blocked.
Oh, dear.
It flushes and it gushes back out.
Oh!
But it goes down slowly. But we sorted out the things that we, you know, the shower door and things like that. We rang in the other week. And
your bathroom's becoming a bit of a theme for you, isn't it?
It is a bit, but
do you think the room's possessed?
Probably.
You've got issues with your, what is it? Your shower plug.
Plug, shower door.
Your bird got stuck in the shower last week. Maybe your bathroom's trying to kill you.
Maybe it is. Maybe I should get some bloody life insurance. But yeah, we got a new shower door last week, so I don't want to badger the landlord too much because he's been really nice to us.
But your bug's blocked.
Yeah, but we've got another one.
Oh right, how many have you got?
We've got two, darling. How many have you got? More to the point,
I've got three. Actually,
you've got three.
So I win.
Whatever, Clark.
And now it's time for Mummy, I Had a Bad Thought. Yes, like one of those hoodie emo kid types who want to kill their parents and stuff. Emma and Dave discuss their dark thoughts.
I had a bad thought this week, I confess. I wondered, right, if Jesus was on Facebook, right, how many friends would he have? So I checked if Jesus was indeed on Facebook. And do you know, there is a Jesus O' Nazareth, right, who bewilderingly is from Sweden. And when I checked yesterday, he had 161 friends.
Wow.
Which, well, is that impressive?
Considering
is it impressive or is it woefully low?
Considering the billions of people around the world, I suppose 161 is not that great. Really.
It's not that great, really. But I wondered, you know, the question really is this sacrilege, this thought, or is it furthering of contemporary religious thought? Because interestingly, right, and this is great, this bit, you have to be friends with Jesus O' Nazareth to see his profile, right? Which, on balance, I thought might be an accurate assessment of the theology behind the Judeo-Christian tradition. Because that's really the cornerstone, isn't it?
A little bit.
You don't know Jesus unless you've read his profile.
Yeah, maybe that is. And see his profile pics on holiday with a pint of lager.
Yeah, imagine being poked by Jesus on Facebook.
Oh, God, you've been super poked by Jesus. Jesus thinks you're a hottie.
Dimmer of the week.
Dimmer of the week. So, Emma, who's your dimmer this week?
Oh, this is a top one, this. In Los Angeles, right, a judge's shock admission halts trial. A judge, apparently, hearing an obscenity case in LA, was forced to suspend proceedings last week after prosecutors complained that his own website featured dozens of sexually explicit images, right? Alex Kaczynski, who's a conservative, who was interestingly appointed by Ronald Reagan, told reporters that the pictures, this is just where it gets dark, which include shots of naked women painted to look like cows and a step-by-step record of a woman shaving her pubic hair were meant to be funny.
Oh, dear.
And he said, it's part of life.
Oh, God. I mean, I could find plenty of women that look like cows down Bartley. You don't have to paint them.
Quote of the week.
Now, this quote is by William James, and he was quoted in The Guardian. This is fascinating, this. Whenever two people meet, there are really six people present. There is each man as he sees himself, each man as the other person sees him, and each man as he really is. So, really, there are six people there, do you see? But I wonder, right, how many people will be there when both blokes are schizophrenic?
God, there's a question. I mean, I can see how that works, though. I understand his theory.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Self-perception.
You see, but there's only four people here now, though, isn't there, Em?
Well, there's Bosjan from Slovenia.
No, between
makes
us two,
it three.
But between us two now, there's only four, because I can't see the physical you.
You're lucky. Thank the Lord for the remote access recording medium that is ISDN.
Absolutely.
You needn't agree.
Sorry, I'm a bloke. It's what I do best.
The Mental Spa, a mud wrap for your mind, with Emma Clark and Dave Witts.
So, what's this week's moment of epiphany, Em?
Mine, well, it was running that bloody race. Because I now know the error, right, of eating an entire packet of chocolate-rich tea biscuits in one day. It's irrelevant if they're low-fat. You know, I'm kidding myself. And it doesn't count if you eat nothing else but the biscuits all day. You're still misguided.
You've eaten a whole packet of chocolate-rich tea biscuits in a day?
Well, me and a friend.
You and Sweetman. You and his corny cobs and his bloody rich tea biscuits.
His Sainsbury's ginger crinkle crunches.
Ginger crinkle crunches?
Fantastic. Afternoon treat for us in the office. So what's your epiphany this week, Dave?
Well, with it being my 25th birthday, I've decided that I need to grow up. Which means no more Cocoa Pops, no more Derelict Triangles, and no more cartoons on a Saturday morning. I'm determined to become more mature and sophisticated, Em.
So what would that involve?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm watching Panorama and Newsnight, I think, is a start.
We had an email in from a regular listener, from Eddie DeLag from Stockport, and he told us that his personal epiphany, I love this, he writes, I was a teenager when I had my first epiphany. It was just after my first kiss. A wave of emotion came over me and I shouted, hurrah, I like girls. Sir didn't keep me back for special detention ever again.
Special detention.
It's like the special friendship lotion. Oh. That the scoutmaster insisted you... No, too dark, dark.
Our moment of calm in a chaotic world.
Mine was the satisfying feeling I had when I'd finished weeding my vegetable patch. And no, that isn't a euphemism. I do have an actual vegetable patch.
Oh, dear.
What's yours, Dave?
I'm really gutted that that wasn't a euphemism, Em. From the pictures I had in my mind.
Me with my beetroot.
Plucking your shrubbery.
So what's yours?
Well, every Sunday. Emma works on Sundays, which is...
Your bird, not me, obviously.
My living lover. Yeah. So I have a boys' days in every Sunday. It's brilliant.
Do your mates come round?
I had one.
Just one. Do you watch pornography?
No, not as a communal event, I don't. I don't invite my mates round and get his socks out, no.
Socks, did you say?
I said socks. Boys will know what I'm talking about.
mental spa, rubbing you up the wrong way.
So what was this week's moment of peak intelligence then, Em?
Well, you might not believe this, but I swear it's true. I had a conversation with a producer about the periodic table.
That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you.
It definitely wasn't me.
Because Dave and I do work. We work together, don't we? You are my brand producer sometimes. You tell me what to do.
I do.
Yeah, recording all manner of wonderful audio productions. But no, it wasn't you. So that's really as good as it got for me this week. How was yours?
Well, I watched Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old? And actually decided I am smarter than a 10-Year-Old.
Can you do fractions?
There wasn't a fraction question. I surprised myself by being able to spell hieroglyphics.
Well done, Dave.
I know. The 25-year-old bloke, my equal, who was on the show, actually spelled it H-I-G-H-E-R. Glyphics.
For God's sake. Is this what we pay our bloody taxes for?
He got the glyphics right, but he got
for
the
people
hiero
not
wrong.
To know how to spell hieroglyphics.
I know, we need it in everyday life and all that, don't we?
I have to say, you know, I do think there's something sinister about the fact that dyslexia is a very difficult word to spell.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.
What was this week's most pointless conversation for you?
A woman phoned me, right, asking to speak to Brenda. I told her that she had the wrong number. I said, no, you've dialed the wrong number. She said, I haven't. I said, you have. She said, I've dialed the correct number. I said, look, there isn't anybody called Brenda here. She said, there is. I said, there's not. I asked her what number she dialed and she told me, clearly, right, it was the wrong number. So I told her my number that she'd actually called and she said, sod you, and put the phone down.
There's no need to be nasty, is there? Maybe she got...
It's not my fault I'm not called Brenda.
Maybe she got Sweetman mixed up and calling him Brenda after his...
He has his moments.
...cross-dressing moments I've seen.
Yeah, that's a reference, right? If anybody's interested in checking out the ridiculous video that Rich Sweetman, Peter Dixon and I have made, it's on the Mental Spa website and it's also on the Facebook group.
The Peter Dixon Relationship Workshop for the Emotionally Inadequate. Come with me into the Mental Spa Treatment Cubicle and let me get stuck into you.
My boyfriend of 6 months keeps telling me I'm fat and boring. I'm beginning to think he doesn't fancy me anymore. He's lost interest in sex and prefers spending time with my sister, who's a blonde 6 foot lingerie model. What can I do to spice up our relationship?
Do you know, being fat and boring doesn't mean the end of the world. Oh no, far from it. I'm fat and rather boring myself. But let me put this question to you. Have you ever considered taking up masturbation as a hobby? Yes, dancing the two-fisted tango, firing the flesh musket, flogging the dolphin, helping Mr. Happy, mangling the midget, playing with Susie Palmer and her five friends, pummeling the priest, slapping the carrot, or windsurfing on Mount Baldy. Yes, you get the picture. Masturbation can be fun, and best of all, it's just you. Yes, you, the person you really love. You can be fat and boring and still have a great time. Yes, just look at me. I'm living proof. So put all the past behind you. Don't worry. Relationships are just more than they're cracked up to be. Get it out and give it a good tweak, love. You know it makes sense. Remember, you lot, you can get in touch with the show by emailing on your computery type device. info@thementalspa.co.uk.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dicko. And if you have any problems, then you should drop us an email at info@thementalspa.co.uk and Peter will be happy to help.
Any kind of problems, relationship issues?
Any kind of problems.
Sexual.
Preferably
problems.
Sexual.
He likes those, doesn't he?
And now it's time for the underrated song from yesteryear. We play them, well, because nobody else will.
The underrated song from yesteryear this week is being sent in from Craig Delaney, who is from Bradford. And
bless
he's,
him.
Bless him. And he's asked for Nick Kershaw, The Riddle. So here it is. Thanks, Craig.
And that's it for this week. Our time is up. Thanks very much for taking the time to listen. Do listen next week, thementalspa.co.uk. And that's it from me, Emma Clark, and your bit, Dave.
Yeah, see you later.
Jesus,
thanks a lot.
Christ, it's like working with a child.
It is like pulling teeth, isn't it?
Say bye to the people, David.
Bye. Is that all right?
That's great.
Listen to our listeners as much as they listen to us, except when we're listening to them. Listening to us. Yeah, anyway, you get the drift. Contact the show with absolutely anything you want to share. Info@thementalspa.co.uk.